Right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I like what Mayor said about the rain. I can't wait to hear what she say with it. I'm gonna start at the river of God.
Thank you and liberty.
And because that's gonna be good. Jerry,
call out the list again to them so they'll
be the
aware.
First one is rain, the river of God. The third one is dew. The fourth is water. Number five, water from the rocks. Six, water springs and wells of salvation.
Amen.
And all of these are emblems of the Holy Spirit. He's helping us to understand the aspects that he deals with us on.
Amen.
Through things that we can understand. And this is precisely what he did. He's at the woman at the well. He said, if you drink the water I have, it'll be like wells of water springing up in the everlasting life. Then he talked about rivers of living water. And I love that.
I like that one too.
Well. The river of God. She said, Jesus declared, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. When you're anointed, the Lord can cause you to say what's necessary. Now, if you look at a well and a river, the river is much greater and more powerful. When you look at a well, it gives you life continually. You can always drink from that well. But rivers come to nourish. You know, it does what you can't. You show me a powerful person, a man that can yield to the Lord is powerful. That's where our power is. That's where we make the greatest difference. It's not in our education. It's not in our power. It's not in our might, but by the Holy Spirit. And he's manifested through us. We spend time with him receiving his knowledge and wisdom. And he teaches us at our pace. But when others are out there, they need different things. And it doesn't matter if you're not trained.
Mm-hmm.
Rivers of water can still teach them.
Amen.
And it works greater when you take time and learn God's word.
Yes.
You know, his word will be stored in your heart. And he can use that information even if you've forgotten it. Even if it may not come to the front of your mind today. But the moment you need it, he can bring it up and bring it out.
Amen.
And he can nourish millions of people or thousands of people or even hundreds of people in an instant. He can cause you to say what is necessary. And I have an illustration I found in Job concerning that. And I like the dew. Dew comes in the morning, everything's quiet, the heat of the day is gone, and then dew comes. Now, when Jesus got finished ministering to people,
mm-hmm.
he would go spend time with the Father. The Lord gave me revelation. The revelation that come to me, you know, he's given me something to write or teaching, a message. They just come. I don't know when it's going to happen. It just happens, and I thank God that it does. And I always put it on the top shelf. Then there are questions that I have, and I ask them. I ask them questions. That's drawing water out of the wells. When this is how we relate to him, and he teaches us one-on-one. And sometimes, beside ministry, beside things, I say, Lord, is there anything you want to say just to me personally?
That's
usually
good.
When I'm going to bed or waking up on like a Saturday when I don't have to get up. Sometimes in the morning, I just lay there a while and I say, Lord, anything you want to say? And that's like do. The things that he can help you understand.
Uh-huh.
We need this. I mean, it's not, our life is not just ministry. I said, Lord, teach me how to live. I don't ever want to let ministry become the focus of my whole life. That'll happen, but my relationship is first.
Mm-hmm.
I want a relationship with you. I love you. You love me. I want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, that takes all the stress out. I used to watch Little House on the Prairie years ago. I was a kid when it came on, and that was a man that was looking for a job, and he, you know, the daddy let him work on the farm. And he took the plow out there. He had the mule hitch to it, and he was pushing the plow. And Laura Engel watched him do this for a while. She said, "Hey, mister, you're doing that wrong." And she came out there in her sundress and grabbed the plow, and then she said, "Let the mule do the work." And the mule drove that plow all over the, and she was out there in the sundress just walking behind him. Now, the Holy Spirit, he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
If we can yield to him, we can do a mighty work. That's just, it's easy. It takes all the stress out of the equation. Because if you can say what he give you by faith, it works. A strategic word at the right time. You may not see thunder and lightning every time he say something, but when you say the right word at the right time, it yes. makes the difference over time.
Mm-hmm.
I got an illustration of these three things. When Jesus used to spend time with the Father, he always came back stronger. If you know, when you have to, if you do the things that make you strong, you'll be strong when you're supposed to be strong. He didn't do this thing like God. He did it. Everything he did as a man. He just yielded himself to the Holy Spirit. And that's all we can do. Now, this is something that God spoke to Job when he spoke to him out of the whirlwind. The Lord said, you know, the Lord wants us to be mighty, but mighty in him.
Amen.
Now, this is what he told Job, verse 6. And the Lord, and then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind, said, "Gird up thy loins now like a man, and I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. Without this will know my judgment, will thou condemn me, that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God?" Now, this is the first one. Do you have an arm like God?
Mm-hmm.
Or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Mm-hmm. Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold, every one that is proud and abasing. Look on every one that is proud and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in that place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. This is impossible for any man, but this is precisely what Jesus did, because he yielded himself to the Holy Spirit. When they tried to trap him in his words, he had the anointing. Hast thou an arm like God? That's the anointing. I asked the Lord his definition of the anointing. He said it's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. Now, man and woman, that's a reference to maturity, because he only anointed mature people. Everybody he ever anointed, you found them working. You found them doing something. You know, when God found Elisha, he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, Peter was fishing, he found people doing something. Maturity. So he said, "Hast thou an arm like God?" If you have the anointing, you do. You have God's ability. Samson had God's ability.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, no matter what happened to Paul, well, he always started a revival because he had God's ability
Amen.
To minister to the Gentile. But when he went to Jerusalem, he wasn't anointed for that, and he went to jail and stayed there. But then when he said, I appeal to Caesar, now he's back in his element, and he won again. Hast thou an arm like God? You do. He said, and then he said, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Rivers of living water flowing out of your mouth. Your mouth.
Amen.
By the Holy Spirit. You yield it to him. You allow him to use you. You speak his word. It's going to work. He said, deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Jesus finished the works, and he is arrayed in glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold, everyone that is proud and abasing. They tried to trap him in his words. And he always answered by the Holy Spirit every time and shut their mouth. Then Peter did it. When they saw the, they didn't want him to speak in Jesus' name, but when they saw that he was a fisherman and he spoke like Jesus, and they saw the man standing there healed, they couldn't say anything. Peter shut their mouth because he yielded to the Holy Spirit. He healed the man because he yielded to the Holy Spirit. He allowed the Holy Spirit to work through him. That's where we're powerful, by yielding. He said, look on everyone that is proud, bring him low, tread down the wicked in their place. Jesus on the cross, he conquered death, hell, and the grave, and he got up. We got up with him. This is what the Holy Spirit, these are the emblems represent what the Lord has done. He said, hide them in the dust together and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Jesus did all this by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, in closing, in 1 John, John pointed out that you don't need any man to teach you. The anointing will teach you. And I got a greater revelation on that while I just looked at it on vacation. I was studying John. The anointing he's talking, I used to think about it as your personal anointing, you know, what God anoints you to do. There's one anointing, but the Holy Spirit, he distributes the anointings to us, but they all work together as one.
Amen.
What God put on Mary's heart, what God put on Brother Taylor's heart, what he put on Mary's heart, it's one. It all comes from
the
head.
The same person.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He anoint us to do different things for different purposes. Now, if I put my, what John is saying is, they've been receiving the anointing. They don't need a man to teach. You don't need Thurston to teach. You need the Holy Spirit to teach.
Amen. That's
good. So everybody who yields to the Holy Spirit, that's going to last. That's going to remain. That's going to cause people to grow according to God's heart. But if I stray, you don't need that. That's not going to work. If anybody teach, if they say, well, we do it this way, the Holy Spirit, God stop giving the Holy Spirit. They write their laws, thoughts of men. That's going to bring you trouble, misery, divorce, all kind of problems. But when the Holy Spirit, the words of the Holy Spirit, anointed words, that's going to be your life. You're going to thrive, especially if we yield to Him. Now, He gave us these emblems to understand these things. And in yielding, that's where we're powerful. That's where we overcome. We've been given authority, and we'll use it. Everybody's anointing is important. We need to be using them. Whatever God give you to do, do it, and do it now. While you have, he said, work while it's day.
Amen.
When the rapture happens, when Jesus comes back, it's night, and people are going to be crying because they're going to be in the presence of God knowing what they could have done. And what God give you now,
it's good. It's good.
It's too important to let go. All right.
It's good. Dear Lord,
I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing, the things you bring to us, the thoughts, the blessings you created us to be. Help us to do all that's in your heart and waste nothing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
That's good. That's good.